Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
All right. So, hello?
Hello.
All right, thank you. So in which state do you currently live in?
California.
And would you mind saying in which county of California you live in?
Who is this again?
My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
What is that?
We're an independent, kind of like market public opinion firm.
Uh-huh.
All right, so in which county in California do you currently live in?
Merced.
Merced, all right, thank you. So of all like the personal telephone calls you receive, do most of the ones you get are all on your cell phone or mostly on the regular home phone or on both?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, all right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by like a newspaper, a television or radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
No? All right, thank you. So just to ensure we have a representative sample, can I have the year you were born in?
2005.
I'm sorry, what was that?
2005.
2005, all right. Thank you. So what is your, like, main racial or ethnic heritage?
Pardon?
What is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right. What is the last grade that you have completed in school?
Graduated from high school.
All right, thank you.
Going to go to college.
All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
No.
All right, so do you strongly disapprove then? Or somewhat disapprove?
No.
Do you somewhat approve then?
No.
Do you strongly approve?
No.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
For me, it's midway. It's half and half.
Half and half. All right. Thank you. So do you approve of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Yeah.
All right. So do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat approve.
All right, thank you. If elections for state assembly were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Can you repeat the question again?
For sure. If the elections for state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Public or Republican?
You would vote for the Republican candidate?
No, I'm a Democratic.
So you would vote for the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now we're going to read you a short list of some names of different people who are active in politics. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, you can also mention that. So the first person is Esmeralda Soria.
I never heard of her.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Neither.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm not, neither. Not really into, really
right.
into the, the politics.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I
heard of him. So would you say you have a favorable opinion about him or unfavorable opinion?
There's some favorable opinions. It's unfavorable.
Right, but like, what is your opinion towards him? Is it a favorable one, like you like him, or an unfavorable one, meaning you don't like him?
Number one.
Number one?
In the middle.
Oh, neither one? All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Somewhat.
All right. Would that be a favorable then, or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
All right, thank you. So, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would it be inflation, the cost of the ill of living, jobs in the economy, education, border security, climate change, public safety?
It would be inflation and the cost of living.
All right, thank you. So, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
5.
All right. If the election for President were being held today, for who would you vote for? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'd go with Donald Trump.
You'd vote for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, if elections for state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote for? Joanna Garcia-Rose, the Republican, who is an auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, who is a Democrat and state assembly member?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, 100%? Or, like definitely, probably,
yeah,
or would you... 100%? All right, thank you. So, well, would you say that the economy of the, like, country is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
We're on the wrong track.
All right. Over the last few years, do you feel like the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or has it stayed about the same?
I'll say about the same.
All right. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Have I ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No? All right. Although you've never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for one this year?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Joanna Garcia-Rose during a campaign. And after I read the statement, if you could please tell me if this would make you more likely to support her for state assembly, or like less likely to support her, or if it would make no difference. So the first one is, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and everyday items.
Can you repeat that question, sir?
For sure, no worries. So, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Yes, I'm going to agree.
All right, so does this make you much more likely to support her then?
Yes.
All right. Joanna Garcia-Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers after one strike in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
What?
Oh, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
So
would you say this makes you much more likely to support her? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely? Or would it make no difference?
Somewhat more likely? Yeah.
All right, thank you. Joanna Garcia-Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Strongly agree. More like.
All right, thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in the public office.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right, thank you. So, based on those statements, for who would you want to vote for? For Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, all right, thank you. So, now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And the same dynamic, if you could just tell me if, based on this statement, if you would be much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would make no difference. And the first one is, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Strongly agree.
So much more likely to support her?
Yeah.
All right. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% raise.
Can we do that?
For sure. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Yes, it do.
Does that make you much less likely to support her then, or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, all right. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, so now people happen to pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat more likely to support her?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely, all right. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation for issues ranging from ethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Somewhat less.
While families struggled to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Agree.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Right, but much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right, and last one. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, all right. So now that you've heard kind of like all that information, for who would you want to vote? For Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Garcia Rose.
Garcia Rose, all right. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Am I registered to vote?
Are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else, like an independent, for example?
Neither.
All right. So would you say you're? All right. So would you say you're independent then, like you're unaffiliated?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Thank you. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be moderate, liberal, or like moderate? I'm sorry, conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pardon? I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Well, what is that?
So, do you know what abortion is?
Yes, I know what abortion is. All right. And I do not support that.
All right, so that'll be pro-life. So pro-choice means that you're okay with abortions, and pro-life means that you're against that.
Yeah, I'm against it.
All right. So some people feel strongly about issues that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So would you vote or, like, not vote for or against the candidate based only on their position of abortion?
Yeah. Yes, I'll vote against.
All right. So regardless of how you feel now, for who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections? Oh, wait, I believe you didn't vote, right, because you weren't of age?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.